up on the
Right.
top.
Yeah, just set it
There you
on.
are. Yep,
There
there
we
you are.
are. All right, great. Okay, so we're live. This is the first day of the rest of the Jitsi Life with a couple of legends. So we're gonna now seek to play the intro, which I have set up. Or actually, I have to go grab. Okay, so I grab that, copy that. Expand that. Oh, wait, I can't expand that until. All right, we'll have to just put this in. Let's see what happens. So we want to play. Let's see. How did you tell me to do that, Dave? Play. You're
Yeah,
muted, Dave.
what you do is you'll go to that, bring your mouse down to that bar that pops up, the control bar, and the third one from the left has the arrow going to the right, start screen sharing. You click that,
Oh, right.
and then make sure that it says also share tab audio. That's toggled to the right.
Also, or wait, I don't know if I'm in here yet. Okay. Oh, I opened the chat. I hit the wrong button. All right, here we go. Start screen sharing. And then we want
Also share tab audio. That should be toggled to the right. Now I'm using Edge, so it might look different from whatever you're using.
Right. Okay, so here, this is Oh, maybe we gotta go all the way down here, man.
The best way to do it for this G is you go to the tab that you want to open right before you come back to this tab, and then that will be at the top.
Okay. Okay, so what I want to do, I see a better way to do this. If I go and share the screen like you're saying, and I just got to get this up. Well, I guess everybody in the audience, this is a learning escapade. And
And I don't feel nearly as bad.
so, yeah, right. There you go.
You
I'm
will before
just.
the show ends.
Oh, I got to cop out at noon today, so
Ah, so do
you
I. Actually, I got
know.
to
If you
pick up
got
the
any
boys.
zingers, now's the
Yeah,
time.
I'm zingerless.
Okay, here we go. So let's stop that. Go like that. Go like that. And then if we go entire screen, right, we just go like that. Share audio. All right, so here is how we're gonna have to do the intros now. Let's see what happens. And then we go like that.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Listen, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo! Hump day!
They're watching every move we make. We're all included on that list.
It's a strange world in which we live in. Many in the West will remain under the influence of extreme indoctrination. And these are the very ones who claim that we, National Socialists, are brainwashed. The thing that's very peculiar about their line of logic is that almost all of use once thought as they still do. Yet we had the courage to review both sides of the story. So the question remains, is it more likely that someone who has never took the time, effort, or has had the courage to look at the other side of the story, being the one who's brainwashed all those who have had the intestinal fortitude to boldly examine both sides of the evidence, under the influence of indoctrination? The answer is clear. Unless you examine all of the evidence, you will never be able to come to the conclusion that you have been misled. After we had the strength to open our eyes, we saw this wicked nation of the United States for exactly what it is. It's little wonder why we see Iran as the good guys in this war.
And you advocate the devil.
It sounds like a guy who is trying to dictate to women how they should dress, how they should behave. I do understand that in the West, we look at that as reprehensible behavior.
No, in the West, you objectify women, you commodify women, and you sexualize women, and you have Epsteins and many Epsteins who control.
Well, we give women the freedom to dress how they wish. Why would you decline them that freedom?
No, in Iran, we have women pilots, we have women scientists. My boss at the University of Tehran, the dean of my faculty, is a woman. For the 21 years that I've been an academic at the University of Tehran, 17 and a half of those years, the dean of my faculty was one woman or another. Don't misrepresent Iran. It doesn't work anymore, Pierce. Your Western empire is on the decline. The whole of the global South is witnessing the crimes that are being carried out by your regimes, and your declining regimes are now despised by your own people. You're crushing people, students who are protesting genocide. You're not even crushing students who are protesting your own government for something that they're doing at home. You're crushing students for protesting genocide in another country, but you can't tolerate that. And your media is controlled by a group of rich people. They control the narrative, and you call that a democracy. Your choice is either Hillary Clinton or Biden or Trump. And then when that decision is made, the whole of Europe, Canada, the UK, Australia, and New Zealand fall in line as good soldiers. You don't have democracy.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Why do you still hold these Nazi ideals?
You got any better ones?
No one cared who I was till I put on the mask.
My KGB instructors specifically made a point, try to get into large circulation established conservative media.
I want you to admit that there is such a thing as white privilege.
Intellectuals, movie makers, cynical, egocentric people who can look into your eyes with angelic expression and tell you a lie.
Do not allow the Holocaust to remain a footnote in history. Please teach this in your schools.
I've also asked the school boards to just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Well, either too greedy, people who lack moral principles, suffer from self-importance, they feel that they matter a lot.
We will have to kill some cracker babies.
They just have to die.
Racism is not
good. We have to exterminate white people off of the face of the planet to solve this problem.
Now is not the time for fear.
Darkness is your ally.
They are contaminated. They are programmed to think and react to certain stimuli in a certain pattern. You cannot change their mind, even if you expose them to authentic information, even if you prove that white is white and black is black, you still cannot change the basic perception and the logical behavior. The process of demoralization is complete and irreversible.
It's a very dangerous situation. This is where societies get really messed up. When a particular group is constantly attacked, denigrated, and lives in fear, and white people live in fear of being called racists. You can only push a people down so far. White people are going to just leave and get really pissed off.
Sir, Iranians have released a new Lego-style animation.
Start this, but the whole world sees that your lies are retarded. Now you
feel terror like the Palestinians. And feel to have bombs drop on your civilians. You could avoid it all this if you wanted to, but humanity never respected good behavior from you Jews.
Wake the fuck up. White America, wake the fuck up.
All right. How do we end the share screen?
It's that same button. Or you can go to that screen. It says stop screen sharing at the top left of the page you were sharing.
Oh, okay. Let's see. So, oh, okay. So if I just click that, that'll stop it. Boom, yeah. Boom, boom. Yeah. All right, there we go. Let me change this to that. All right, so that's now how we get to watch the intros. That was a pretty good one. James,
yeah, I could watch that all over again.
Yeah, well, we could do it, but when you got two legends, we don't want to be watching videos all the time. So, James, tell me what's on your mind. This is, I was so used to my old system, I'm a little bit, how do I do things now? But this
discombobulated.
Slightly, but the thing is the stream is strong, nothing's been hit. That's what counts, you know. We want to be able to, I mean, I'll learn this stuff, Dave, there was like another dozen steps that you walked me through. We got to go through that a couple more times.
Sure.
All right. So, James, what's on your radar today?
Well, let's see. I'm used to seeing you off on the left-hand side of the screen. Now you're way off on the right. That's a huge change.
I think
I can adjust.
Well, you know what, James? Everybody sees differently. Like what I see, like when we're watching it, is G is in the middle, I'm to the left, and you're to the right.
Oh, my God.
I see James in the middle. That's wild.
We're all fouled up. But it's okay. It's all right. I played hell getting in today, as G well knows. I was winging it, man, and I'm proud of myself. It's just too bad.
Yeah, he did great. He did not buckle under the pressure.
I hate it that I don't know any good curse words, because I sure could have used them. Anyway, we made it. And I was in such a hurry. You can see my name, which I entered in myself, is not capitalized properly. But the hell with that. I wasn't going to go back out.
No way.
And try to come back in. You don't get lucky like that twice. And so the only thing is, this morning on Fox, Trump is claiming Iran wants a ceasefire.
Yes.
Now, what does Iran claim? What do they claim?
Iran listed some terms a day or two ago. Should we talk about those? Let's see if I can find
Is Trump fooling himself or trying to fool the rest of us or what?
I don't know. That's a great question. Hey, Dave, what happened yesterday with James and now today with me is he clicks on the link and it's taken forever to load. He just gets like the initial like blue background box, and then it just hangs up there, and then he clicks and that disappears. And so he went and did a full cold reboot, came back, was doing it again and again, and finally it took, and he said that's how he got in yesterday.
No, I had to go well,
which means there's something's end of life, right?
I had to move up and just use the ftjmedia.com link. I hit that, and it gave me a screen I had never seen before, but then it gave me the opportunity to join the program, and the rest is history. So don't I don't know, but I'll try to remember that formula.
Yeah, this is filled with a lot of bugs, and it's also changing constantly. So we added, as you know, a server, a dedicated server, just for the live streams. So one of the weird things that's happening now is that if you look at the show, it'll show that there's zero people in the show. And I mean, if it was nothing but Jews here, that would be correct because they're not people. But if you go to FTJ, the homepage, and you look at the show on the homepage without clicking into it, then you'll see that the number appears. And we don't know why that's happening. So it says there's 64
right.
FTJers mm-hmm. in here. But when you click on the show, it shows zero. So something's, you know, not quite right, and we'll figure it out. But just the fact that we have a dedicated server now for just the live stream. So we have actually a few servers. We have the live stream server now. We have the encoder server, which when a show's done, it encodes the shows and puts them in the archives. We have a meat server, so we're in the meat right here. That's why when we were doing the Holocaust summit, when the Jews got us shut down, we were still in the meat together because that's a separate server. And we have the restream and backup server. So we've got four servers on this thing. And it didn't start out like that. It started out with one server, really two, because the meat server was always separate. So we'll figure, you know, something's going on. Plus, like you said, James's equipment is a little bit antiquated. No fault to him. But we'll see. I'm actually going to head out there this spring and hang Great. Out with James.
Sweet.
So I'll be able to see that gear up close and personal. Not that I'm any sort of a tech person. But, sure. You know, I'll be able to see. But yeah, it's working great. And I've done as you know, and James, has done hundreds of shows using this platform, and we've really rarely had any issues at all. So it's very stable, you know, compared to the other platforms. And, most of the stuff that goes wrong is operator error. Well, I'll like not open up. Not share the proper screen or something like that, but it works fine. The only thing is I told you about this, there's a lag. So, and it depends on what equipment the individual is using.
Sure.
But if you just flat out say, okay, thanks, see you later, and end the live stream, that's going to cut out for the audience. So, but you're going to play some sort of an outro, which, you know, it won't matter because you'll be gone already.
So the key is you're playing the outro and then you can turn it off because it doesn't matter. It's already the outro.
Exactly.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Exactly. But you'll get it, man. It's. I mean, you're really good at this stuff, obviously.
Well, yeah, it's just going to take some time to
acclimate.
It's so different, and that's all right. All right, so Dave, what's on your radar this morning other than helping – that me get used to the FTJ stuff.
Well, shit. I mean, it's, you know, I really don't pay much attention to the news. One of the chances I get to pay attention to the news is when I'm with James and we can We go over the news.
Sure.
You know, yeah, I mean, if we did that every day.
Oh, so depressing.
Yeah, I know. If we did it twice a day, right, at least we'd be caught up with.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, with the news. But because we don't, it's tough to, you know, for me to really pay attention to what's happening, except in really a broad sense. Like, if I go to, you know, AP News, I'll see Supreme Court seems poised to reject Trump's birthright citizenship limits as he attends arguments. And I think this was the first time that a president had attended. Yeah,
that's unbelievable that they're going to rule in favor of illegal alien invaders. That's just, what the fuck?
Well, I mean, this is a communist, you know, entity. Yeah,
it's controlled by illegal invaders. So,
yeah. Right, exactly. You know, and then another headline, Trump claims Iran's president wants a ceasefire. Iran says that's false. You know, so it's pretty cool. James does really literally almost all the reading of these articles. And it's great to catch up with the news. But I think once someone has researched this the way that you and I and James and the audience has, that it's really not necessary to, you know, analyze every last bit of information. You know which direction it's going,
sure,
which way it's trending, and you could get a pretty good idea. Although they are obviously controlling, you know, what comes out of the Middle East incredibly, and you know they're not letting anything out of Israel. But every now and then, I guess you see a video. I really don't spend time on.
Oh, some of the devastation is shocking.
Right. That's awesome. Yeah, because, you know, the show I do on Wednesdays with Dennis Wise, what he does is, it's kind of funny. I don't know if you ever caught one of those. But what he does is he tries to depress, you know, the people in the audience with these videos. And
he's
I'm looking
good at it. Yeah,
he's good. Well, sometimes he is. I'll tell you what happened. And a bunch of people in here, I imagine. Yeah, Tommy's here. He was in the show this morning. And I don't know. I'll just looking quickly. But what happened last week was, so he comes up all gearing to depress. And right at the beginning of the show, Tommy Dwyer puts this meme, the one of Trump in like an interrogation room in a hospital gown. And the guy's leaning forward and going, "Those Iranians, are they in the room with us now? You know,
right, I saw
and Trump just, right. Awesome. Trump just has this like devastated look on his face. And when I saw that, I broke down. I cracked up.
It's hilarious.
And so the show like went into the direction of, no matter what you do, man, that one meme killed it. So Tommy basically turned that into a clown show, which was great. Today was good. He did a good job depressing. But one of the most horrible videos that he found was someone was filming in Gaza, and you know what that looks like, walking on a blown up dirt road, several groups of people. And then the next thing you see is a missile hits them. And it just blows them to smithereens, because these Jews, I've said this for a while now, and I think more and more people are coming to that realization. They're not human.
No.
And you don't, how the fuck do you do that? And over and over and over again. So I think the troubles for the Jew is only going to increase no matter what they do, no matter how many laws they get these traitors to pass. When the final tally comes out of Gaza, if it ever does, when they move all the rubble and they calculate, I don't know how they could, but if they do it properly and the photographs emerge and reporters are allowed in and the stench is recorded and everything else, there's no fucking way that anybody's going to think that Jews are human. And this is like we talked about aliens before, but this is like one of those horror sci-fi movies.
Without a doubt.
Where the insects are like huge and they're, you know, the star troopers are fighting them and they're like swarming. And this is what these Jews have done. And they've targeted us specifically for a couple of reasons. But I think we were talking about this on the show yesterday, James, that it really boils down to with Jews primarily and Negroes is that they're jealous because not just of what the white race has done, but how beautiful the white race is.
Right.
And I think it's that simple.
Agreed. 6,000,000%. That's exactly right. And, you know, I'm going to definitely be interested in asking we're a little thin on panelists today and you guys got to leave, but I was thinking last night, especially in a couple of weeks when Fashbird and Non-Kosher Salt are coming on to do their Nazi for Newbies thing is what, but I'll ask you guys now, James, why the hell did the Germans allow the Jews into their country? I mean, everybody knew they weren't human. They were marginalized to the Polish ghetto. Why would the Germans let them in?
Well, our people have a very short memory, for one thing. Did you ever see that German film produced in the Third Reich, Jude Seuss?
Jude Seuss, it's brilliant. Yeah, seen it.
Well, who was it? The Duke of Württemberg let him in because he needed money to keep up his lifestyle.
Sure.
And it really recounts it very well. And the funny thing is, in Britain at the same time, they did the same story. But
they did? I didn't
know. They eased up a little bit, saying, oh, isn't this a damn shame? But in Germany, they did it like, hey, there's a warning, and here's how it happens. And so, the Jews were forbidden to come into Württemberg. But the Duke needed money, so he, being the dictator, in effect, changed the law with the snap of his fingers. They come. Monopolize everything. We know the rest. He ends up being hanged.
Right.
And that's how it happens. Yeah. Yeah, the people didn't do it. The idiotic so-called leaders, they do it, and they do it in the name of money.
Then
the Jews take it away.
Yep, and then they're like thinking, I can't be that bad. And then the whole hour of Jude Seuss, when the Jews get power, oh my God, Dave Gahari, your thoughts on why in the world would Germans have done that? I mean, could you imagine they would have been marginalized? Yeah,
I think James is right. I think that's what it is, that, you know, we've got obviously some of the ugliest people imaginable. That's why they say that politics is Hollywood for ugly people.
I mean, exactly right.
Yeah, not just, you know, the physically ugly, but internally ugly. And, you look at these creatures like Gretchen Whitmer in Michigan.
Hochul.
Kathy Hochul. You know, any of them, just look at them and you're like, holy fuck, how did that happen? But I guess it's just like it is in real life, right? You know, the ones who are popular, you know, have certain characteristics that allow them to get into positions of power when, you know, people like us, let's say in school, in elementary school or middle school or high school, we're just like sitting back, not trying to make a move on power positions.
Right.
But these people are trying to make a move on power positions, and they're trying to gain advantage by climbing the ladder. Matt Gaetz was in an interview. I haven't seen the whole thing, but like a 10-minute section of it with Carlson, when he was revealing how Israel tried to bribe his father, and his father Don is a multimillionaire and a politician in Florida State, and this Jewish agent, this American Jewish agent of Israel, went to Gates, his father, and said, if you give us $25 million, we'll do this and that.
Oh,
and,
no.
And he said, yeah, because we have pictures of your son, Matt, you know, with children. And, of course, no charges are ever brought against Matt because uh-huh. it wasn't true.
Right.
But this is what they do. And when Gates was explaining that story, he said he didn't really like being in Congress, and I'm paraphrasing, because it's all about, hey, if you do this, you know, it's all about like parties. If you do this, you'll be invited to this, to the whip's party, right? The majority whip's party. And if you come to that party, you might impress this person and you might be invited to his party. So this is how they do it. And these are the type of people who do this. When I was driving back from dropping Matt off this morning, because I'm back to doing that again.
Uh-huh.
And I'll call in from the phone, G, on my way down there, so you won't be alone.
Oh,
and
cool. Well, we'll see if some people in the chat want to come in.
Yeah, too. Absolutely.
Hour two is wide open. Anybody wants to join, I'll put the link in the chat here in a minute.
Awesome. Awesome. And I was going through the so I'll tune in. And if you don't need me, then hell. Fresh
Oh, no,
faces.
It's always – Fresh enjoyable to have these conversations, Dave.
Absolutely.
So I
was going through Sirius Satellite in the car, you know, because I listen to like classic rock, you know, classic vinyl, right?
Good stuff.
I mean, those are my staples, right? Sometimes New Wave and Lithium. And I said, you know what? I want something different. I went through the whole thing while I'm driving. And of course, you're not supposed to do that. And it's like something like 300 channels. But I clicked by mistake Symphony, and I listened to that for a while. It was nice. Uh-huh. But then I found like BBC Radio, and I put that on. And what they were doing at the bottom of the hour at 7:30 was they were doing a report on, for some reason, Arnold Schwarzenegger and how he became not just a millionaire, but a billionaire.
Whoa.
So this guy, and I didn't know this about him, I didn't hear the whole thing, but I mean – this guy was brought up in not great childhood.
Yes.
His father was drunk, violent.
Yeah. Yeah.
And anyway, he gravitated toward this, you know, bodybuilding and came to the United States sponsored by a Jew, that Weider guy, no. Ben Weider.
Right.
And he leveraged all that into buying real estate. And that's how he became wealthy. Right, he bought like an apartment building. It was like a 5-room apartment building in Los Angeles, and then he sold that. He made money. He bought another one in Denver, and another one in Los Angeles. And anyway, it just snowballed. He was friends with Warren Buffett. He was the governor. So it's in these type of people, they want to advance themselves and they play the game, right? So what James was saying, I think, is correct. That these people in power will do whatever they have to stay in power. And if it means allowing an alien into their country, look what they're doing with the immigrants. How many innocent Americans have been raped and murdered by these motherfuckers?
Yep.
So really, no matter what, it's up to the people to, at some point, have enough. And when we see traitors hanging from lampposts disemboweled, we know we finally got there. And when they can't control the spin, then we're there. And we're going to get there.
Without a doubt. So, Dave, April 1st, that was when we launched Speak Free Radio back in the day.
That's
how many years ago?
Crazy. That's right. Holy shit. Yeah, that's right. That was, I think it was 2022, right?
Yep.
Was it?
2022, yeah. I think.
2022, yeah. 4 years ago. Son of a bitch.
Seems like 40 years.
It really does, man. And so many people are here because of you, because they used to listen to you on, I guess, Revolution Radio.
Yeah, for our first Revolution.
RPN, yeah, then and they followed RPN. You to SFR.
Yeah.
And then, of course, FTJ.
Right.
And, it's been quite the, you know, the path that we took. And, of course, we're federal agents. So
of course, we're feds.
You know, it's a lot easier to do this with the federal, you know, money and infrastructure.
Oh, yeah,
behind you.
Crikey. It's amazing.
Yes.
That money is so sweet, right?
It's, yeah. Yeah. So we're a honeypot. Speaking of that, and the reason I thought about that was because that clown that Hugo clown.
Oh, I'll tell you what,
help me figure this out, okay?
All righty.
So Casey Whalen, who's on FDJ,
mm-hmm.
he is going out to Wisconsin to film a documentary on Jim Fetzer.
I know. It's awesome. He's doing a Give, Send, yeah. Go, right?
Yes. And so, yeah, I sent out the email blast for him. And I was chatting with him on or texting with him last night. And I mentioned, because we got an email, him and I, from this Hugo character wanting to like get involved in this thing. I replied to him with just like one of those rolling on the floor, laughing my ass off.
Yeah, yeah, LMAFO.
Right. What the fuck are you? Are you kidding me? And yeah. then one, allegedly one of his, you know, people who try to promote him, or maybe it's him himself, sends mm-hmm. an email to me and Casey. I haven't even read the fucking thing, but it's kind of like saying, hey, can we get involved in this doc? Why? How the fuck are you going to get involved in this documentary? But he's telling me, Casey told me, because I said, you know, about the email, I said, don't get involved with this fucking guy.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I just got that email. and I said, he said, yeah, that's funny. He's on John B. right now. I'm like, what?
John B. Wells?
Right. So I'm like going, hold on a second here. How the fuck could an asshole who does nothing but attack people.
Right.
Not that John B. Wells is anything. He's a cunt.
He's nothing. Yeah, but, he's a cunt. Yeah.
But he had a big audience before, yeah. obviously, yeah. he became irrelevant. But right. why would somebody like that? All you got to do is fucking look at one of this cunt's videos.
Yes.
So think about how the fuck did that happen?
I agree.
It's crazy. It's just the whole thing's nuts. So anyway, I don't know how I got off on that one.
No, but the point is that there's so many kooks that hop onto this, right? You look at what you know, our Nick from Night Nation Reviews put up, Floods put up, these other guys have put up with this relentless
attacks
for, and just insane, like no basis in reality, nonsense. It's crazy. But I guess people, if you start to look into the abyss, James Mason, the abyss looks back, and it can drive weaker minds insane. So, James, let me read this, and then Dave. So Donald Trump had quite a month. So March 2nd, during an ABC News interview, he said, the operation in Iran was an unmitigated success. March 2nd, he continues on at the Medal of Honor press conference. We will easily prevail, whatever it takes. Then March 9th, my youngest brother's birthday, war will be over very soon, and Iran is all gone. Again, at a Republican Issues Conference, March 9th. We already won in many ways, but we haven't won enough. March 11th, rally speech. You never like to say too early you won. We won. In the first hour, it was over. All right. March 11th, Axios interview, war will end soon because there's practically nothing left to target. March 12th, they're pretty much at the end of the line. It is only a question of when. March 13th, Box interview, the war will end when I feel it in my bones. March 23rd, Truth Social, that's his social media platform. All caps, he it's not a tweet, he truthied. Very good and productive conversations about a peace deal. March 24th, at a press briefing, we've won this war. March 26th, cabinet meeting, they're defeated. They can't make a comeback. March 30th, on Truth Social, the U.S. is in serious discussions with a new and more reasonable regime to end our military operations in Iran. Great progress has been made. All right, James, so now it's April 1st. Heck of a month, man. If anybody can be a war president, it's good old Donnie Trump. But, you know, you look at the reality of what the film that's – I mean, the video that's popping out, the decimation of physical Israel, of all the U.S. bases in the Middle East. Now they're starting to bomb anything that's even remotely – like, I don't know if you caught yesterday, Iran's going to start bombing the 15 major corporations to support the war effort. So, James, and then Dave, is this winning? Are you winning yet, son? Or when Charlie Sheen a few years back, I don't know if you caught that, when he was out of his mind on heavy drugs and living with hookers and porn stars, and he goes, winning! That was his tagline. I mean, I'd like to see Don Trump start to talk like Charlie Sheen, because it's not tracking. I don't think the U.S. and Israel are really winning this thing, James, and then we'll go to Dave.
Well, you left out the best one of all when Trump said, we will accept nothing but unconditional surrender.
Oh, okay.
Remember that one? At the outset, practically. Now,
2 months.
Oh, yeah, they're wanting a ceasefire. Now they're wanting a ceasefire, and they say, no, not true. But getting back to what Dave said earlier about we keep analyzing these downcasting news items where, you know, lies, misrepresentations, distortions right. are going on. It can tear you down a little bit. Mm-hmm. But Rockwell once said, you don't have to drink an entire quart of sour milk to know that it's sour.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
So and that's where I've been at for a long time.
Yeah, yeah.
But not everybody is. So I guess we have to keep rubbing their nose in it to a certain extent.
Sure. I agree. So, Dave, how about good old Don, man? This was like WWE pro wrestling. He knew it was over before it started.
I'll tell you what. My answer to that, I sent you a link in the message. If you could play that short video, that's my answer.
Okay, I saw that pop. Oh, there's the chat. So I open up the chat, click on this, and...
And then once it's there, you just share that particular screen.
So let me... Okay, so, all right, so there it is. So now, let's see, what did I do? I got to grab the link above, block copy it, and then put that in share screen, right? Yeah, okay. Let's go.
Well, it opens up in another tab, and then you click share screen and share that page.
Okay, will do. There's share screen, and there's there. And then, okay, share.
And then just click on it, and it'll take up the whole page. Click on that rectangle.
I went the wrong way. We got to go that way. Oh, so up here?
No, you click on the actual, what you're looking at here. You see us three and that page? Just click on that rectangle there, and that will open up in the entire screen.
Oh, I'm in the wrong page. Okay.
No, you got to come back. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, there you go.
And then just pause it, start it from the beginning, and unmute it.
Okay. Let's see. So there's pause. Where's the control?
I guess refresh it, and that'll start from the beginning.
Okay.
And then you got to unmute it right away.
Im Süden hat der Gegner Zossen genommen und stößt auf Stahnsdorf vor. Der Feind operiert jetzt am nördlichen Stadtrand zwischen Frohnau und Pankow. Und im Osten ist der Feind bis zur Linie Lichtenberg-Marsdorf-Karlshorst gelangt.
Mit dem Angriff Steiners wird das alles in Ordnung kommen.
Mein Führer, Steiner
konnte nicht genügend Kräfte für einen Angriff massieren. Der Angriff Steiner ist nicht erfolgt.
Es bleiben im Raum Keitel, Jodl, Krebs und Butter. Das war ein Befehl! Der Angriff Steiners war ein Befehl! Wer sind Sie, dass Sie es wagen, Sie mein Befehl zu übertreten? Oh Gott, ist das einfach gekommen. Der Militär hat mich belogen! Jeder hat mich belogen, sogar die SS! Die gesamte Generalität ist nichts weiter als ein Haufen niederträchtiger, treuloser Feiglinge!
Mein Führer, ich kann nicht zulassen, dass die Soldaten, die für Sie verbringen...
Bist das Feiglinge? Verreiter, Versager!
Mein Führer, was Sie da sagen, ist ungeheuerlich!
Die Generalität ist das Geschmeiß des deutschen Volkes. Sie ist ohne Ehre. Sie nennen sich Generale, weil sie Jahre auf Militärakademien zugebracht haben, nur um zu lernen, wie man Messer und Gabel hält. Jahrelang hat das Militär meine Aktionen nur behindert. Das hat mir jeden nur ein bisschen Widerstand in den Weg gelegt. Ich hätte gut daran getan, von Jahren alle höheren Offiziere rekrutieren zu lassen, wie Stalin. Ich war nie auf einer Akademie. Und doch habe ich allein auf mich gestellt, ganz Europa erobert. Verräter! Von allem Anfang an bin ich so verraten und betrogen worden. Es wurde ein ungeheurer Verrat geübt am deutschen Volke. Aber alle diese Verräter werden bezahlen. Mit ihrem eigenen Blut werden sie bezahlen. Sie werden das saufen in ihrem eigenen Blut.
Bitte gerne. Jetzt beruhig dich doch.
Wow, that's pretty brutal, but it fits.
It fits.
It's a joke. You see?
There he is. Perfect. All
Les
right.
Les is here to save the day.
Les is here to save the day.
Les is on a spec op, a special operation.
All right, Les. Good to see you.
I'll be right back.
Hey, G. I think there's. Monica is in the chat wanting to come in.
Oh, get her in there.
I don't know.
Monica wants to come in.
Link in there. All right, Les.
This is great, man. You're off the hook.
All right.
Yes.
Wonderful. I feel much better.
Yes, exactly.
James is heading down to the $5 happy hour with free pizza.
Nice.
No.
No happy hours anymore.
No, man. Back in the day, that was a staple. They'd put out a nice spread in Milwaukee area.
Yeah, man. Kenosha.
Yeah, there you go. Kenosha.
Yeah.
I almost didn't recognize Les without the suit and the tie.
Right.
He looks good, though. He looks real good.
Thanks. That's what I'm saying. He looks like James Bond in Goldfinger when he went to Goldfinger's headquarters there in Europe when they got him on the laser beam table. Remember that? He was dressed in all black.
I had to leave the wetsuit in the bushes there.
Right. That's right. That was Goldfinger, too. He had the duck on his cap, right?
That's right. Exactly. That's right.
Well, good. Well, then I will bon voyage.
Yeah.
Because I got to go pick up a boy.
Hate to leave you. But we'll see you Friday. We'll see you Friday.
Available, it'll be great.
And we hope we get this damn thing the first time, unlike the past 2 days. So goodbye, all. Have a good day.
Take care, see James.
You. Thank you, James.
See you,
James.
Dave. See you tomorrow.
See you, brother.
Yes, sir.
So right-o. Bushmasters bye-bye. In the chart. No, StreamYard was getting hammered with dedicated denial of service attacks. I tried to work through their tech support, but they're a bunch of woke phonies who weren't giving me any satisfaction. So why should I spend $100 a month for you know, a few extra bells and whistles? So starting today, we're doing it like Dave does it. You click on, that's not the right link. That's the Facebook link. No wonder. All right. Oops. All right. No wonder Monica hasn't made it in yet. Okay. Sorry.
It's up to you and Les now, and I know you can handle it.
It's up to you for about 2 seconds.
James, wait. James, you could say hello to Monica before you head out.
Okay.
Yes.
Come on in, Monica.
Yes. I think a bunch of people are going to come in. I know Bushmaster's
great.
Champing.
Well, Bushmaster, James is leaving now, so you're more than welcome to come in. But
by the way, you can fit I think 40 in this thing.
40.
Come on. You all get in here, damn it.
Have a party.
That's it.
Have a party.
By the way, I want to say before I head out, there's Bushmaster.
I
had a wonderful video call. There he is.
There he is.
Wow.
Great, Devil. We can almost see you.
That's a we can see him. That's a Texas cowboy.
Yeah, man.
There we go. There we go.
That's a man's man. That's a man. Holy.
So I had a video call. I know you did too, G, with one of the audience members. Wonderful. It was great to see her and great to hear her and hang out with her. You know, not face to face, but close enough, kind of like this. Lori.
Right.
And
awesome. Yeah.
She's a ball of energy.
Yeah, she
and,
is.
Yeah, and she's wonderful. So thank you for giving me the time, Lori, to speak with you. And hopefully we can do it again. Bushmaster, Bushmaster, you hear us?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear us?
I hear you.
I hear you guys perfectly.
All right.
There's Monica.
There you go.
It's great.
Right on. Here we go. There's Monica.
Monica.
Here she comes. Any second.
Come on now, Monica.
Let's go.
Monica, there she
is.
Hey, it's Monica.
I know. I'm
how are you? That's it. Smile.
There she is.
On candid camera.
There we go.
Hello, Monica.
Oh, Monica.
There's like twice as many people in here.
All right.
Oh, boy. Double your pleasure, double your fun.
Monica, I forgot to tell you. G sent the link, but it wasn't for you, so you're going to have to leave. Well, listen, April Fools.
Right?
April Fools.
Good one.
Speaking
and that's leaving. The Bushmaster there. I don't think I've seen the Bushmaster.
There he is. What a handsome dude.
And wait a second. He's wearing his USS Liberty t-shirt, too.
Nice. Yes, he is.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's right. That's not only a good-looking guy. That's a good-looking shirt.
There you go.
Bless you all. Bless you all.
Buddy.
All right, James. Safe travel. See you Friday.
Have a ball. See you next time.
Have a ball.
James, are you leaving right now?
Yeah, he left.
Oh, shoot. What? You know what? I came on because I wanted to tell James something, but that's okay. He's gone now. I'll tell him another day.
Damn. Well, and I got to go.
That's right.
I just want to say, because I took my boy to school, and it takes 45 minutes to get there and 45 minutes to get back, so I got to go pick him up.
My message was for you, too, so okay. I guess that's it.
Okay,
I'll leave, too, now.
Yeah, get out of here. Go ahead. Give me the message.
Well, I just yesterday turned on the video that you did on March 17th with Thomas Sewell.
Right.
And I continued watching this morning. I'm just over halfway through. And, oh, my goodness, it is just excellent, excellent. In fact, I'm thinking to myself, I got to watch the whole thing again after I've finished because it's just so brilliant.
Really?
It is.
Wow.
Thomas Sewell.
Yeah, right. I know. It's tough for me because I'm in the show, so I don't.
It was great, Dave. It was great.
I believe you. I just don't.
You better believe me, bro.
I didn't talk much. I don't think so.
No. I'm not telling you. You're.
That's why it was so good.
Oh, great! Oh, terrific! Holy shit! Unbelievable!
I know. I have quite the nerve, don't I?
Yes.
No, well, I'm just sorry. I was just joking.
No, I know.
April 1st. But anyway, Thomas Sewell. I mean, I've seen him before on various videos and. I haven't spent nearly enough time because really it was very inspiring, very just really brilliant. There's a few things that I thought I should take notes right now because these are really, really important ideas. So that's why I thought, geez, maybe I have to listen to the whole thing again and take some notes.
What was it, like 5 hours, right?
I couldn't believe it when I looked at the total length. And you guys were trying to wrap it up, or not trying to wrap it up, but you just said, okay, we'll just about come into 2 hours here and we'll go 2 hours. And then it's kind of like, oh, well, I guess we'll have to do a third hour. And then
Tommy likes to talk.
At some point you said, you joked, oh, yeah, we'll be here for 5 hours.
Did I? He's... As a matter of fact, we talked a little bit before we went live, and we're talking about, well, you know, we'll go an hour. And he was acting like he just wanted to go like an hour, and so maybe we'll take some calls. I said, that's fine. Whatever you want to do, right? And then he started to interview James, right?
Yes.
And that was the show for like an hour.
Yeah.
And then
That's what I found so – I loved it, actually. Because he asked the questions in the beginning. It wasn't you interviewing him. It was him interviewing James.
Exactly.
And I found that super interesting. That's why I wanted to talk to James, and he just left. But I'll have my opportunity.
He's so rude. So damn rude. That's why he's the godfather of fascist terrorism. That's his moniker. They gave that to him, the Jews. The godfather of fascist terrorism.
James Mason, right.
Yeah, if you do a Google search, godfather of fascist terrorism, that'll bring up that article. Those fascist guys are really nasty.
You know, speaking of fascist, that has got to be one of the most misunderstood and misused terms by our own people, too, right?
Of course.
By, you know, people who think that they know everything, and not that I know everything, certainly not. I don't know even just this much, but I do understand that that is another one of those words and terms and ideas that is so misunderstood. So I really appreciated that in this video. And because that was talked about.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, it was great to see you, Monica.
Hi, Dave. Thank you so much.
Bushmaster, it's great to see you, buddy. I don't know if we've ever been on video together. But of course,
no. This is the first time.
Figures, and I got to leave. But of course, I did meet him face to face. I met him face to face, and I met G face to face.
Yes,
and I'm looking forward to meeting you face to face, Monica, and of course, Les, meeting you. I'm only coming up there when you're the prime minister. All right, I can't take a chance.
It's right. Coming.
Yeah.
It's coming.
Yeah. I mean, you know they're going to stop me at the border.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Yeah. All right, my friends. Have a great show.
Thank you, Dave. Safe travels.
Glad it's working for you. Love you
all. Hey, Dave, I'm going to need you to be there Friday for the intro because all those extra stuff.
Yeah, of course. Of course, I'll be there. Hey, remember what Charles Bronson said in Death Wish? What else would I be doing?
There you go. That's right. All right. So, Monica, you want to stay or do you got to go?
No, I want to stay because I wanted to also tell you just a little bit of news. It's not like earth shattering.
Oh, great.
We're all expecting this, but just that now I wanted to just update you about Alfred and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Please do.
Okay. So he has now received his charges, and I guess it's a 53-page document.
Oh my God, those assholes. Jeez.
53 pages of, you know, charges. So I don't know how many charges that is, but, you know, each charge will have it outlined what law he broke and have whatever description. And so it's probably more charges than that. I don't know. I don't know how many, but it's just all the stuff they spend a lot of money on my brother. They really do because they meticulously translate. So they watch everything, online. It's all online stuff. Shows like yours, shows like right here. And they would translate these very carefully into German. And the sections that are, you know, the bad words or wrong word combinations, as Philip Hassler likes to put
Unbelievable.
It. Anyway, so this was already over a week ago that they gave him this, I guess. I just found out about it now. But and he had 2 weeks to respond, which... You know, does he want witness or is he going to bring forth witnesses? Is he going to put it like those kind of things?
Sure.
And then they're going to set a date, I guess. I'm sure that they want to set a date for before he is finished his 10-month sentence, which he is concurrently serving at the same time as being on remand awaiting this trial coming up.
Sure. Wow, so 53 pages. Anybody, are you willing to speculate like what type of sentencing that'll bring? Because, of course, they're going to find him guilty of every one, right? So,
yeah, I don't know if that means that they could do multiple sentences after one another or would it be multiple sentences concurrently with one another?
Right.
Hard to say. I don't know. I mean, anyway, he sounded like, in his usual self, delighted that they gave him so much fodder, so much material to use against them.
Yeah, yeah.
But of course, I mean, we all know it's an upside down world, right? It is
yes.
absolutely insane. Like one of the things that Thomas was saying, and that was discussed in that video, and I know you were there live because they were looking at the chat and you were there and a whole bunch right. of other people were there. Right. I wish I had known about it at the time. I didn't even know. I should have checked more often what's going on live. But anyway, saying, okay, so the Australian government, they will say that you're doing violence, but you're just the one talking, and then you say something back and they will say, oh, well, that's more violence, and they will use violence to shut you down or to arrest right. you or to break right. down your door or to do this or that, but they'll still be saying you're the one who is doing violence when you never did violence. You might have just been singing a song in the streets, marching with a flag sure. and a black right, shirt yeah. on. And I mean, the whole thing is so insanely inverted. But that's how it is with Alfred now, that all these charges. But, you know, I mean, in his usual self, he will say, well, perfect. Thank you very much. He just gave us all everything we need to reveal you guys as being the criminals, the devil, the whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody just came and left. Did I offend
them?
Oh,
that was Michael. I don't know why he dropped out, but man, Monica, what's interesting is you see more and more videos of young Germans who've had enough. I mean, we're talking about Gen Z young adults who've like, screw this. So do you get any sense that there can be enough of a popular movement with the young Germans that will lead to, well, Alfred Schaefer out because he's a firebrand for all this. We don't. You see where I'm going? Is there any way that there could be a popular young uprising that'll get him out sooner, or they're just gonna continue to oppress him?
That's a good question. I mean, and it also reminds me of some of the things that Thomas was talking about. The young generation. Do you call it Gen Z? The ones that are his age.
Yeah, and I guess the one behind that is like they're just becoming adult Gen A. I think they're starting over.
Okay. Again. Anyway, that they're fed up. He said yeah. he used that expression a few times. Fed up.
Sure. Right.
Absolutely fed up. So I don't know. I mean, I know there are a lot of people in Germany who are also fed up.
Exactly. Totally. Yeah. I mean, it seems like the whole EU's teetering and could collapse because look at what's going on in all these countries. And even in Belgium, where the EU is based, there's massive protests, the farmers, even some of the police are joining in with the locals now. So, I mean, it's so close to all falling apart. And,
yeah.
and it would be such a good thing to return the nation states of Europe to their own sovereignty. Well, let's go. Let's ask.
Yeah.
Let's let everybody jump in with an opinion real quick. Les Borey, that was great last night. We were able to stream most of your commentary since the Jews didn't let you in to debate for the possibility of being elected as an independent. And so, what are your thoughts, Les, on what's going on with Alfred and Canada? They just passed that draconian law to supposedly. If you say Jesus is my Lord and Savior and the Jews are the synagogue of Satan, you can be arrested. You cannot say that now. It's just
that's in Canada? Is that what that is?
Bill C-9.
So. C-9.
Bill
yeah.
C-9 was passed. It's wow. now before the Senate.
Right.
And it will criminalize. You are no longer able to use the exemption based on your religious beliefs. That
That's
you cannot, like, you cannot make a statement saying, well, this is my religious belief. So about homosexuality, for example, or whatever. Oh, our friend dropped off. Maybe it's because we're being rude and we're.
No, no, he's just probably at a McDonald's or something. No, he literally, his wife doesn't like it that he likes FDJ, so he has to go to McDonald's and Starbucks.
Well,
hey,
okay.
If there's a will, there's a way. So there you go.
All yeah, right. That law is insane. We made a video last night talking about some free speech problems and economic solutions. So it went fairly well. And that whole
it was good. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we're just going to have to be careful for what we say, unless you want to be a daredevil and end up having the terrorists at your house. just I recommend that we fight this thing, stay out of jail, and then once we gain power, we go back and we revisit the police, the terrorists there, and straighten those guys right out so they never reoffend, including the judges, crown prosecutors, and the politicians, the governor general, the privy council, the Senate, the whole nine yards. You know what I mean? And the provincial governments for what they've done. They're all corrupt as hell. And we're going to get these people out of our hair. And Canadians are all in agreement, I believe, on this, like the good ones. And anybody supporting these parties, the Green Party, the NDP, the Liberals and the Conservatives in the Bloc Quebecois, they need to be deported or put in prison. These people have voted for our demise, and I'm not going to forgive them for that. Now, there is a learning curve that we have to consider as well. So in the next few years, if they leave those parties, they'll be fine. But if they continue to support them, it's game on. To hell with them. If they're going to put us in jail for 2 years for a dispute in World War II history, I have no sympathy for them whatsoever. If they've vaccinated people to death, these people are they're going to pay for what they've done. You support this kind of terrorism, basically, I'm a counter-terrorist kind of politician. And let me tell you, when we show up, it's game over. And they won't reoffend. None of them. And that's all there is to it. We'll do it legally. It's game on. To hell with them.
Right on. So, Bushmaster, it's awesome, 6A, to see you. And can you believe that just north of the border, one of the coolest countries when I was growing up visiting, and now if you're a devout Christian, you can't even, you know, speak what is in your holy book? I mean, that's beyond offensive to me. Your thoughts?
Well, I've driven to Alaska 4 times.
Uh-huh.
And if anybody hasn't made that drive and seen just the absolute beauty of God's country, man.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Canada, God Almighty, it is so beautiful. Everybody should make that drive to Alaska. When you get to Alaska, it's ugly. I'm just telling the truth. It's just nothing but small spruce in its ugliness. Alaska gets ugly until you get to, Fairbanks. Once you get to around the Alaska Range, it's ugly. It's tundra. But BC and the Yukon and the Northern Territories, it's so goddamn beautiful, man. I tell you what, man, it is beautiful. And everybody, you know, Canada is so beautiful, man. That's your vacation destination. It is wonderful. It is wonderful. It is so beautiful. So, and it needs to be preserved and defended. It is a wonderful, beautiful place.
Oh, 100%. And the draconian measures to think that in that beautiful, 40 years ago, free country, no central bank, no debt. And now, if you're a devout Christian, I know there's millions of devout Christians in Canada, and they're going to say, Jesus the Christ is my Lord and Savior. I have nothing to do with the synagogue of Satan. They could all be rounded up, and what's the next step with these kikes? They're gonna try and kill them.
Well, yeah, laws.
Yeah. The church is a good thing, but it has been disrupted. Is how I could probably best put it. It has been disrupted, but Jesus is the real deal, and. The church is a good thing. It has.
Oh, I dropped out.
Oh,
we lost him.
That's what Michael was saying too in the chat. The audio wasn't good for him.
Oh, it wasn't? Oh, okay. Well, I don't know what to do about that because at least the stream is strong.
Yeah.
So, Monica, what else have you been up to lately? And hopefully, Bushmaster will pop back in soon.
What was I going to say? I had something in my head, but now it's kind of gone. But just respond to Bushmaster there.
Well, here's a quick question, and then it'll pop in probably. How's Alfred's wife doing?
There he is,
Bushmaster.
Yeah, she's doing all right. You know, I mean, she's doing fine. But just We should get Michael to talk before he drops off again.
Can you hear me?
Okay, Michael, go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, Monica. Hi, hello, everybody at FTJ. Hope you're having a good day. We need to get to the soldiers and tell them don't fight for Israel. It's not worth it. You're not gaining anything.
Absolutely.
So what I think we really need to work on our young people and just let them know what we know and try to let's get the information out. All the information that FTJ knows, let it, because I have children. I have a son that's 22. There's no way. There's no way he's going to go over there and die for that illegitimate little place over there that we all know about, the synagogue of Satan. So I think we need to get the word out. And I think that it is good because a lot of the young people, they know their future is looking bleak with, you know, with the economy collapsing, with the house prices, with the inflation. And they know that they just know that it's not looking good. And so they're not on Israel's side. So we do have hope there. We have hope with the young people. I really
Rob, you had discussions with your son about you absolutely, I know you're an adult now, but you absolutely cannot go and be killed for those demons. I mean, have you gotten to that level, that overt
level?
Well,
my son does have he's got epilepsy, so I don't think he's going to get drafted.
Oh, okay.
So I think I'm okay with him, but, you know, still, I know people his age in their early 20s, and if they get desperate over there, who knows? They might call a draft. We don't know what they're going to do.
I know exactly how to keep him out when they summon him to the draft board. You'll have to order in advance one of those Rabbi Shmuley vibrating butt plugs. And so then when they're talking to him, he can kind of hit the button. He'll start jerking all around and all that. And that'll keep him out.
I would just not let him take his medication, and then he'd go go into a seizure, you know, and show these people that work for the synagogue of Satan that we are not going to sacrifice our goy anymore for these people.
Good
We're done.
You, man. Good
you
for
know?
You.
But I do have hope in the younger people. I they're not as brainwashed like the boomers were, you know,
Well, you're in Northern California. Are you seeing, you know, the mainstream media covers California like it's all, you know, psycho, far left Bolshevik 2.0 communists. But in the reality, I mean, I haven't been in California in 20 years, but when I was there, it was amazing how many sane, actual people are there and they have no representation in their government.
Well, yeah, that's like, yeah, the middle of California is very conservative and red, but that's Trump tards, right? And, you know, he is the biggest con grifter that we've ever seen in our lifetime, you know, and I'm old enough to remember Richard Nixon. You guys were around when Richard was in there and I thought he was bad, but he there's tapes of him actually talking about the Jews saying, hey. And now going back with Nixon, he might have been run out of there because of his stance on the Jews. And
that's right. That's the truth. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So anyway, I would like to get together with all the FTJ musicians there. Monica on fiddle. I play bass guitar. I know we have a lot of musicians within FTJ, and I'd love to get together with all of you someday.
I play the Jews harp.
The Jews. Okay. Anyway. Les Borey, how you doing, brother?
Good, Michael. It's nice to see you, brother. It's good to see Bushmaster, too. You guys are right on.
Okay, Bushmaster got cut off, Les. Let's try and get his continuous thought, Bushmaster, and then we'll go to Les.
Oh, well, I was just trying to tell everybody about the beauty of Canada.
Right.
It is just something else. If you haven't driven the Alcan Highway and seen God's country, that is... There's country, and then there's big country. And Canada is big country, and it is a beautiful thing. I will also say that Monica Schaefer is a beautiful thing, too.
Oh, yeah.
She's like a fine wine. She just gets better.
There you go. That's right.
And a fine fiddler. And a fine fiddler.
Right, absolutely.
Thank you.
I only know three chords. I'm not good on the guitar, but I got one riff. I tortured the hospital with my one riff that I played. And
that's awesome.
Yeah, I got one riff that I can play on the guitar. So Monica can whip me, but Yeah, it would be one riff.
Be so and, great to have a music jam with
that'd be all so much the musicians. Fun, yeah.
There are
yeah.
some. I know that there's a lot. I think a higher proportion of musicians among truth, you know, people who are awake. I don't know. Maybe it's something
well,
about.
Well, it's a beautiful thing. My brother, is, you yeah. should. He was a. He passed away last year. My little brother.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But
sorry.
You should. Oh. He was. Yeah, he's a pastor of a small church. Didn't drink, didn't smoke. You should hear his five daughters sing. When oh, they wow. harmonize together, it is a, it's the most beautiful thing I've ever heard in my life, man.
Oh, man, when you get siblings, they have the same genetics. Like the, I mean, the best example is like the Everly Brothers, and then you add more right. siblings who can sing. It's right. so beautiful, yeah.
Right, right. When you get a family... So if you got a family, just man, get together and sing something.
That's right. Yeah.
Just
yeah.
sing something, you know. Get your brother with you. And I know it sounds retarded at this point when everybody's like, "No, we got to go." No, hey, how about you guys hang out and sing a song together?
Right.
It might be beautiful.
I'll yeah. tell
it
you
might
how.
Turn out really nice. It might be pretty.
There's right. more
in beauty, you know. If you're, if you're not creating in. Something beautiful, well, then you're destroying.
I'll tell you how.
Okay, Bushmaster, let's let Monica jump
no,
in.
No, no, it's
excellent
good.
Point.
I love it. I love it. I do too. Everything yep, you're yep, saying, but I'll just yeah. add something. I'll tell you how unretarded it is, because you said it might sound retarded, but I'll tell you how unretarded it is. What's one of the first things that Bonnie Henry, the public health guru of British Columbia, you know, every province and the country as well has their, what do they call them, the public health official or the public health doctor during the COVID, when COVID crap started. And one of the first things that she told us all, stop singing. Don't sing together. Mm. That's dangerous. And you got it just because everything is flipped and upside down and backwards. Hey, I think singing is good for us, especially singing together. And there really is more to it than just sounding pretty.
Right.
It's the, you know, you're coming together with the vibrations in, yes. in, and it's just actually quite a healing and beautiful experience that is more than just pretty, right?
No, there's something to it. There is yeah. something to it.
Absolutely.
And that's why, you know, that good harmony, it, I think there's a healing thing to it.
Absolutely.
Going yeah. to an old church. Have you guys ever been to an old church where the old ladies sing? Have you ever heard old ladies sing the old gospel hymns?
Sure, I have, yeah.
There's something to it, man.
It's so it heartfelt. It's so pure, yeah.
And especially when the old ladies sing, and their voices are kind of raspy, but they still sing.
Right.
And it's another level of beauty.
Yes.
Is what it is. It's just beautiful. And people need to get beauty in their life.
Yes.
And,
so true.
You know, ugliness needs to be run away and beauty needs to be welcomed in.
And guess who brings us ugliness? And guess who has imposed ugliness into
know.
Our culture, into our
we
music?
All know.
Yeah, we know.
Into our architecture, into everything.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's so messed up. And you know, the other great point of Bushmaster's idea and Michael's idea, if you combine them and extrapolate it out, is that you're hanging out with multi-generational young people, you know, in their 40s, 60s, and everybody loves music, and you get that certain relaxed feel, and then you can start talking about, you know, things with these young people, like, what would you like to see the world, how would you like to see the world improved, or what's your aspirations, and eventually, you know, you get on the same page about less is with the labor as the currency and transforming the first world European nations into 21st century economic miracles. So it's funny that if people would just
have a sane platform, which is, you know, prayer is kind of radicalized right now because everybody's got their own views. But if you can get people just hanging out and playing music and comfortable and talking, could really make some inroads, don't you think, Les Borey?
Absolutely. Socializing's a big deal. We don't do enough of it.
We don't
if
do
we
enough
did more
of it,
socializing. No. I don't think we'd be in the trouble that we're in because we'd be a tighter unit as a country.
Yes.
And right now we're just a bunch of individuals going about our daily business. And we're starting to come together a little bit now. And I'm trying to help to do that too by giving people a place to rally.
Absolutely. And, yeah.
For one cause, right? So we'll see what we can do. But definitely, Giuseppe, a sense of community, like real, not communism, but like a real community.
Community, right, right.
Is what we need. And I think it's starting to happen. So we just have to keep being the catalyst for organizing. And get people together.
Well, we need to, Les, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but we need to fertilize fellowship.
Yes. Absolutely, Bushmaster.
Fellowship is necessary for a young man to grow into the man he's supposed to be.
Great point. Mm-hmm.
And there needs to be old guys like us who will take a young man beside the barn and say, boy, don't do that no more. You got me? Don't do that. All right? We're going this direction and just point him in the right direction. All right? I fucking hate philosophy, but no.
Yeah. Comes with age, like, brother.
All right, boy. This is what we're going to do. This is what we're going to do. This is the direction we're going in. All right? You keep everything that takes you out of this direction away from you. All right. So fellowship is a good thing. And FTJ is a good, I think that's why I'm here. I think that it's good fellowship. It's mature, professional. There's a lot of other like, national socialist nonsense. I don't give a fuck about that. I just want mature, professional, and it is going to get less is the beginning. Less is the tip of the spear.
Right, right.
There's going to be more behind less. There's going to be a lot more in America and in Canada and in Europe. There's going to be a lot more. And Les is the guy who is who's leading the way.
Right on, man.
And,
that's exactly right.
Hell be damned.
Thanks very
that's
much,
right.
brother.
That's
Thank you very
right.
much, Bushmaster. Man, you can straighten somebody out just with a look, brother. Let me tell you that right now. In the jail, I've seen some tough guys. Your look, you'd straighten out a lot of men just by looking at them, brother. You got a hard look on you, and you're a good man.
Well, I'm pretty good with the grandkids. I'm like, don't do this shit no more, okay? That's dumb. Don't do dumb stuff, all right? Listen to me, stud. Don't do that, all right? Don't do that.
They'll respect you. They'll
this
respect
is what
you
I,
for it.
No, this, oh, no, it's my greatest job ever, man, just being a grandpa. I mean, it screwed up a bunch of other things. I'm a pretty good grandpa.
That's wonderful. Awesome.
Yeah, man. And we need to, gather up the youngins. The Bible says, put the chicks under the wing of the hen.
Yes.
And,
right, right.
You know, keep, watch the youngins and guide them right and be just and be true. And I think we got something special here with FTJ. I think it's going to grow. I think people are going to eventually come on in and they're going to come. I really think it's going to work because I've talked to a lot of people and I throw a Roman at them and then they smile.
That's awesome. That's fantastic.
I drive my tractor around, I pass a guy, and I throw a Roman in and he smiles.
Awesome.
Right on.
Yes.
So, Michael, did you want to jump in and say
something? Yeah, I wanted to ask.
I'm telling you, it's going to happen.
Bushmaster.
All right, guys, I got to get I just want to say hi to Leslie and Monica.
Great to join us, Bushmaster.
All right, Bushmaster.
And Michael, go, Bushmaster. Michael is awesome. And G-Man, we'll see you guys later, all right?
Are you dropping out?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to water the garden.
All right. Well,
take care, brother. Nice
to, I got to go back to work. You guys
nice get to back meet to work, you. Brother.
Very yeah, nice.
Thank you for the donation as well. Thank you so much.
All right, guys. We'll see you later. I love you all.
You,
and,
love you too,
going,
bro.
All right. White power.
Take care, Bushmaster.
Bushmaster.
Right on.
If we could clone Bushmaster.
Oh, yeah.
And have a clone Bushmaster army, we could get a lot of shit done real quick.
Yeah, the enemy would start puking as soon as they looked at it. I'll tell you that right now.
I agree. I totally agree. Okay, Michael, go ahead.
So, Leslie, what does a post, you know, when this Jewish fiat currency system collapses, and are we going to gently go into this? Is it going to be a lot of violence? What do you think is going to happen if you were to predict, and what could we do once this Jewish fiat money system collapses? Because this is the center of their whole thing, right? It's pretty much the center of it. What do you think we should do, or what's going to happen, or do you have any predictions?
It's tough to say. Depends how organized you are at the moment that it collapses. If you're really organized, you're going to win, and the losses will be absorbed by the other side big time for the most part, if not entirely, if you're lucky. If you're really well organized, you can get out of this doing a Skorzeny move and just be completely successful. The enemy's going to put their arms up because the overwhelming force, it's just like getting arrested at that point, which is what it's going to be. You know what I'm saying? But you definitely need a political mechanism in place to rally around for that to happen, because if you don't, then all these different ideologies are going to clash in the new times. What you want to do is you want to organize and have a hive mind, a like-mindedness set in, and everybody thinks the same way. You want to go back to the Constitution, perhaps. You can rally around that if you don't have a person, and just really enforce those things and live by those rules. That would be you're fortunate in America to have that, but really you should have a leader to rally around, so everybody fights for the leader who's a real American and for real American values. If you all share the same values, you should come out of this pretty good. But ideally, you'll organize ahead of time, avoid that kind of conflict, and vote your way out of this. It's going to be tense because they're really accelerating this stuff right now, right? So it is a race to the end to do things in a controlled way. They want mayhem, and that's why they've been pushing us. They know that we're divided, so they've been provoking us with all kinds of things, the vaccinations, the economic terrorism, the police terrorism, the speech terrorism, which is enforced by the police terrorists. They're provoking people. Like I said before, George Washington and his guys, they would have went to town a long time ago. They rose up for a lot less reasons than we have to rise up right now. So I recommend people just start a political party if you can, and hopefully it'll catch on. It'll be like one uniparty as opposed to, of Americans. That's what you want. You don't want a uniparty of Democrats and Republicans because they're fighting for Israel. You want to fight for America and American values. And that's what you should do. And get as many people on your side as you can. Don't let this stuff deteriorate into a race war. Get all the like-minded people together on one side. And I'd recommend kicking out the people that aren't on your team at the end of it to prevent anything happening in the future. Don't ever let it come back. Don't ever let police reoffend. Don't ever let a judge reoffend. Don't ever let a senator, congressman reoffend. Don't even allow that to be a possible thing.
I have a question.
People. Yes.
Just an interjection. One thing you said there, I'm puzzled, and you need to explain what you mean by don't let it become a race war. Are we not in a race war already?
We're not in a shooting race war. We're in a talking race war. There's a big difference, Monica, between violence and, you know what I'm saying?
Basically, well, we're in more than a talking race war. Not that we started it, but they are actively killing us.
They are, but it's fueled by the government, Monica. Like I said before, you don't grind it out on the street with these guys. You shut off the valve, and that's the government and the people in power. You shut that off, mm-hmm. and then you can change your demographic how you'd like to do it without any kind of innocent people being wiped out. That's what I'm saying, okay? Yeah, they're attacking white people, but they're also taking us down to take out the rest of humanity as well, right? It's even the best of the goyim must be killed, not, you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying, Monica. That's what it is, right? That's why we got to think ahead and basically plan this thing properly. That's why I'm doing it politically, because that's the way to go. I mean, nobody came to my house when I asked them to. No one's got balls, okay? No one wants to do this, so you have to do it politically. And when yesterday was the deadline for people to hand their guns in. So things are going to get pretty spicy in Canada last next little while. If they start to confiscate the firearms, I doubt there's going to be an uprising. Nobody's got the balls to do it. They're not organized, right? So politically is the only way out. If we don't do it that way, we're dead in the water, done. Have to do it politically. There is no other option. It's no viable option. That's how I see it, you know? And I'm all for, believe me, I'm all for kicking some ass, but I prefer to do it after we win the election when it's going to be effective, we're organized. Not this stupid stuff where one person runs into the meat grinder and they're done. And then the next person goes and they're done one at a time. No, you have to attack in force, and that's not going to happen militarily, but it can happen politically. That's what we're chasing. We're pursuing that end right now.
That's great. I mean, that is sad. I mean, Monica and get everybody's thoughts. But what's going on is the international Jew has, like in the old 70s comic books, Marvel or DC, where a villain like Lex Luthor couldn't defeat the heroes by himself. So he put together like this legion of doom, you know, a whole bunch of different villains. And so in my mind, that's what the Jew has done with the Negro, especially the violent ghetto black. They've done that with the poisoning young people and the transgender thing. I mean, that drives them crazy. Eight out of 10 mass murders are from trannies or insane, you know, angry blacks these days. The gay and the lesbian totally weaponized against white decency. And now you've got the weak-minded, batshit crazy evangelical Zionist Christians aligning shoulder to shoulder with the children of the devil. So that's what we really face. And a lot of those elements of these evil villainy, they're actively violentless. I mean, you know the statistics as well as I do. I mean, my God, of the almost 500 murders and shootings in New York last year, in New York City, in the boroughs, only two were not done by blacks or mystery meats, right? So you're talking about, that's what, 498 over 500. That's like 98%.
Absolutely.
98%. So
I get the whole bioweapon angle on this. Believe me, I get that. I get it big time. Irina Zerzka, same thing, right? I get that. Look what's happened in England, all the rapes, Germany, all the rapes, all these guys. I get that totally, all right? But people aren't going to do what they need to do. The men aren't going to step up, Monica. They're gutless little coward with the weasels, you know what I mean? They're going to let their guns get taken and stuff like that. They're not going to do anything, so we have to vote our way out of it. We have to do it like sissies, okay? We have to get out of this. So basically, that's what we're doing. But I'm leading it, and I'm risking my life to do this, and I'm quite willing to, jump into the fire here to save my people. Sure. But basically, I'm going to put that shit out with my feet. I'm not going to let that burn me up. You know what I mean? And that's what it is. You have to have someone that's going to do it. And right now, we can rally around me and, push this thing into the enemy and call it a day. That's what we're going to do. Once we're organized, once we gain power, Monica, they will never reoffend. These bioweapons will be deported. Anybody that's a maniac is out of here. Any kind of race traitors, Monica, they're out of here. All right? White genocide will not be tolerated in Canada. Believe me, it's going to be over. But we have to do this thing in a logical way, because we can't do it in a man's way, because it's hard to find men in Canada. All right? Real men. So the ladies are going to be the ones probably running for office. I know what you're saying. I know.
That's,
women. Yeah.
That's not good. I've completely gone. Women in politics, they shouldn't be there.
I'm just saying. I know your opinion, Monica. I'm just saying. I want anybody with courage. That's what I'm saying. I'm not.
That's one of the things, Thomas Sewell. What was the term? Gynocracy. Do you remember, Giuseppe, what the term was?
It was very clever. It was really good.
It was very clever. I can't remember if it was on the word democracy or on another word. But it started with the guy, and
he's just such a natural. Could you imagine that guy running and being elected prime minister of Australia, and Les gets in Canada? Holy cow! All of a sudden,
but you know, I think the situation in Australia is even worse than in Canada.
I agree.
In terms of how women have basically really attacked men in the courts, through the courts, they have absolutely, like, I. it's kind of recent stuff that I'm learning lately about how the courts have been treating men, like in family disputes, or a woman can just call up the cops because they had, you know, she and her husband had an argument and the cops will just come and drag him away in handcuffs just because they just had an argument and the woman called the cops. And there's just no recourse. And then the children get taken away and everything else gets taken away. And the courts are all very, very much in favor, favoring the women through all these things. Way worse, I think, than in Canada, although I don't know, maybe it's going on here too. I've heard some horror stories about men being completely cleaned out of everything they've ever worked for because the courts are so favoring, you know, women. They can lie through their teeth. It does not have to be based on anything. And so for decades, you know, when I think back, I mean, I know I'm changing topics here a little bit, but I guess I just got to this because you're saying, well, maybe you women have to run the country. No.
They're going to help, Monica. I'll be the running the country.
Let me just finish my point here. Although I just lost my train of thought. Oh, sorry, my goodness. Mark. No, that's okay.
We're talking about Tom Sewell and how the guyocracy and how
Does that bring it back? No, I was going past that now with the courts and women. In the courts and what they're doing as far as completely, it's completely irrational what's going on. And I mean, I've done a lot of more reading about this. Funny, because Bushmaster was saying, oh, he hates philosophy, but there's, I've basically been thinking a lot about these things and reading a lot about them. And I guess that's what you would call philosophizing about something. And this whole issue of women and men and our different roles in society and in the family, and what women, our qualities for nurturing and caring for family, for children. But if you take those and sort of divert them outwards into the political sphere, it just completely backfires against the society at large, because women will, all those qualities which, you know, make them good mothers, and, you know, being in taking, making a home, like very, very, very important jobs. You see, this is, we grew up with decades of indoctrination, basically, that it made it sound like, oh, women are just enslaved if they're in the home, and it makes them, it sort of devalues them and all that stuff. Well, that was indoctrination to prepare the way for getting women out, being judges and being, you know, lawyers and being politicians. And then they get manipulated much more easily by the emotions of, oh, well, we got to take care of all those poor homeless people or all those poor people coming in from Africa or from wherever. And we got to take care of them. And, you know, because this is the nurturing nature, but it's been weaponized against us. And actually, I do remember what I was going to say earlier. For decades, we have been prepared for this kind of a takeover of the court system in terms of the family courts or the divorce courts. We've been prepared for that through decades of being told that, you know, every second woman is going to experience rape and every third woman is going to experience this and that and the other thing. And I'm not saying there's no violence against women. Certainly there is, but we've been made to think that it's just around every single corner and that every single man is basically, you know, bad. I mean, think of the term toxic masculinity. How does that made it into our thinking and all that? That people, like young women, are actually growing up with that notion of, oh, men, boys, they're just toxic. That's just toxic masculinity. So the men have been deballed, made to get all feely, touchy, when that's not perhaps in their nature. I'm not saying that men don't have care and emotions. No, it's just that they operate differently, like more with logic and more with truth and evidence counts for more for men than it does for women. I hate to say it. I mean, here I am speaking and I'm a woman and I went to jail for talking about truth about World War II. But as a sort of the emotional qualities and the qualities that women have as far as being out in the political sphere, no, I don't think it works. It's not a good fit. And we are seeing that. And I mean, I always say, okay, let's go back to the roots of this. Who did this to us and who brought us this whole feminist movement? We know who that
we
is.
Know.
Same,
we know.
The same tribe that brought us ugliness in music and culture that we were talking about earlier, right? So anyway, I kind of was all over the map there, but just
brilliant. And it all weaves together, Les, into community, sense of community, where, like Bushmaster said, where's the warrior class? I've been saying that for 6 years, and Monica's vision of it all has to work together, which I think we're all striving for that. Looks like we're joined by a true ray of sunshine. Straight out of Swamp, then. Swampy, how are you? What's on your mind?
Swampy.
Swampy.
Good day, Dave.
Oh.
Are you on, there, Swampy?
Bro? Are you there, bro? Let's see what this...
While I was in jail, while we're waiting, there was a gentleman, Monica, who's one of my first cellies. He was 74 years old. He was in jail for not paying alimony, right? And his wife had a huge pension. He had nothing. Oh. And so I heard the whole story, and he'll go back to jail every year or two until he pays $94,000. So for the rest of his life, he can look forward to being in Canada's most dangerous jail, Monica, because of that crap. All right. So we should never have alimony laws in Canada either. We're going to have a good employment system. If a woman gets divorced, she can go work. She doesn't have to leech off her husband or vice versa these days either. Right. Everybody take care of themselves. You know, that's the way it's going to be. The workers aren't going to be
Oh, what did I do?
Big screen.
Big screen for Swampy. Yeah, I raised three children, and you know, my wife and I both worked, and we just had to pay for daycare. But I feel my children are emotionally well-adjusted people, and you know, and but Monica and I are around the same age, and Giuseppe, when we were growing up in the 60s, right. The mom didn't have to go out to the workforce, but when the tribe changed all the rules in the 70s, the economic rules got changed, and
we
saw abortion. And we saw it all together. We're all same age.
Yes.
I know you're a little younger, Les, but we saw it come in. We saw abortion. We saw feminism. We saw all that stuff, divorce, come in the 70s, and we know who inspired all that, and that was the big breakup of the American family right in the 70s, plus what they did with the currency. So on and on, you know what happened, but we grew up in a time where the mom stayed home, took care of the kids. But I'm saying I raised my children. I'm on my second marriage, but I raised my children with my wife. She's got a college degree. I had a trade. We both went out, we worked, we raised our children, and they're fairly well adjusted. Now I would rather have a mother home full time, but you know, you can do it. You can raise a family, even though it's getting more difficult now, especially for the Generation Z that's coming up now. Their future looks bleak, but we have hope. We still have hope, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
We've got a plan as well, and a good financial plan for people. They just have to help us make it happen. That's all there is to it.
So I can see that Straight Outta Swampton is muted. I don't know if he needs to unmute himself.
Let me take a look and see if I can do it.
If you can do it, because...
Unmute Swampy.
We'd like to hear him.
I don't see a way I can do it.
So if you can hear us, just go to the bottom of the screen and hover your mouse.
I think Monica, the controls are on his side as far as muting and whatnot.
Right,
I'm
just suggesting to him if he can hear us, if
right.
Straight Outta Swampton can hear us. Maybe he doesn't know where those controls are, but at the bottom. But
you're muted.
Microphone icon.
He just commented. He can unmute on his end. He can.
Okay, so Swampy. I guess when he's ready, he'll unmute. In the meantime, let's get everybody's thoughts on... Oops, that's not what I want.
Thanks for having the open mic, Giuseppe. Appreciate it.
I'm going to do more and more of this now that we're starting. We've ended StreamYard. So Giuseppe, look at this.
Oh, sorry.
Let's...
Holy
smokes.
So what do you think of this comment?
Oh my
compare and contrast. So the Star, the Daily Star reports, migrants accused of live streaming rape of girl won't be deported. But the Times of Israel, as a compare and contrast, says German bill seeks deportation of migrants who express anti-Semitism. It just keeps getting better.
Oh, you mean they're talking about the same story, or are you talking? There's just like headlines.
No, this is like a contrasting how the double standard. I mean, it's an offensive, egregious double standard.
Unbelievable! Unbelievable!
That's disgusting crap. Where's the white man? Come on, boys. Exactly. Unbelievable.
Let's see. Stop sharing.
That's disgusting. Nobody stands up to that.
All right. And then let's go back to the full screen. All right. Dave, straight out of Swampton, you got anything to you want to unmute, or are you just
he's still muted.
Wants to show his handsome face, that big S.
Sorry. Oh, he says I can unmute on my end, but it won't unmute.
Oh, you know what? I'll give him a suggestion. I've had to do this. Take the URL for the meet and put it in a different browser.
Oh, the URL? Sure, that's a good idea. Uh-huh.
Because that I have had to do that. If I try to use my Brave browser, it won't work. And I imagine that's the same with some others. So I'm on, what am I on? Firefox now.
Yeah, Comet works pretty good too. That's a new browser that typically but works too.
If you happen to have another browser on your computer, you know, check it out. That's an idea. But I wanted to say something in response to an earlier comment about the young people. I don't know if it was you, Michael, or if
The young people. I have 20-year-olds.
That they're not as brainwashed, or that they are. What was it? That they're not as brainwashed as we were, the boomers.
Yeah.
Is that you? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So anyway, here's my thought on that. I mean, that's great. That gives me a lot of hope that the young people. I think that we were very brainwashed, but we were also growing up in a kind of a utopian time, especially compared to now. And like you say, our parents were mostly still home, like mothers were home, is what I mean. The mothers were still at home. I think I was, you know, we were the last generation where that was the most common thing, that all my friends, their mothers were home too, right? And then it was very, very quickly after that it changed. But we were very brainwashed. We were kind of like fattening up before the slaughter. But the younger people now, they're growing up in these cultural or diverse environments in schools, and they're getting kind of knocked around and beat up by some of these other kids that are not of our race and culture. And so they're getting it firsthand, real education on how well this diversity stuff works. And that might be one of the reasons why they are not as brainwashed. But on the other hand, I would say that they have been subjected to much worse conditions in terms of the sexualization of young people, right?
Right.
So there's that, you know, us older people have to work very hard to protect them from that, which is being presented to them in schools. Like, the best thing is to not put the children into schools, public schools. Yeah. That's the best. But failing that, to really, like, parents should be kind of debriefing with their children every day, you know, what are they teaching you now, and what, like, and really going through that with them, and hopefully protecting them from the harms of the sexualization, the sex ed, whatever they want to call it. In British Columbia, it's SOGI, which stands for sexual orientation and gender identity.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, I would say it's porno pushing and perversion and porno pushing is what it is in the schools, right? In the schools.
Yep.
Yeah. Sexual disorientation.
Right. And we didn't have social media in the 70s, but I thought the whole 60s counter-revolution was cool. But now when I look back on it, it was a fucking Jewish psyop, the whole thing, man.
Absolutely.
That's right.
And I never realized that until much, much later in my life, that it was meant to degrade us and take us down and demoralize us.
Well, the whole advent of the anti-hero, Les and Monica and Michael, everybody can comment in a moment, is the individual who doesn't play well with others, but he'll do the right thing. And so then everybody wants to be an anti-hero, and suddenly there's no white tribe of shared warrior values, right? So, man, they knew what they were doing, and it was highly effective. Les, everybody want to comment on that?
Yeah, they spent a lot of money to get that accomplished. They took over Hollywood, and they just pumped that message into us nonstop. I know what you're saying. That's why it's up to us to show people what regular folk heroes look like. You know, we're just regular guys.
Yes, exactly.
And we do this for our people, you know, and we take risks, as Monica and I know, and other people as well. And it's worth it, because if we don't do this, no one's doing what needs doing, right? And that's the thing. So hopefully they see what we've done. They understand that we've sacrificed, and it earns a little bit of respect with people as well. So if we come at them with a plausible solution for all this trouble that we're going through, not only will they listen to us, but they'll be listening to a good plan as well. And hopefully they'll help us to implement the plan in the future.
Can you explain what you mean by the anti-hero? Like, I don't.
Well, like Clint Eastwood is Dirty Harry. So he like hates everybody, but he'll do the right thing. Or let's see who
okay, so that would be a very subversive way of shaping the way we think. Is that
exactly? Kind of... That's exactly okay. Right. So instead of being one of the 300 in Spartans, right, and understanding that power of that kind of commitment, instead all the movies were like, no, you got to be like Dirty Harry. You got to be like Robert De Niro in Deer Hunter, or some of these things where that, that go your own way, but
Taxi Driver. And
it's totally subversive.
Okay. Making a hero out of somebody that's actually not,
not good for our tribe, our race. Right.
Yeah. Okay. I get it. Thank you. Yeah. Very, very interesting. Now straight out of Swampton's back, probably.
It looked like for a second there was something.
Yeah. There he is.
I can unmute now.
All right, man. This man is going to bring a lot of positivity, a lot of sunshine to us. Go ahead, Swampy.
That's what I'm here for. So this is a question for Les. He is going for the political solution, which I applaud. I'm not against that. But here's the thing. Suppose you're prime minister, and suppose nobody advances legislation you want. Nobody does. Nobody carries out legislation that does get passed, kind of like we have going today with the U.S. government. We clearly have people not following the will of the people. So what do you do in that situation? So I know I see your face, Les. I know you're you're like, what the hell? But the thing is, we need to have these little think tanks like this to play devil's advocate and ask the what if tough questions, because this is not a game, and you're not in this for fun. You're in this for real. And I don't think enough people ask these questions, like, even if things went my way and I was PM, there's so many other ways that things can get subverted. So how do we handle that? What are the demographics, and question number two, what are the demographics in Canada right now? Because my understanding is that you're rapidly, that the foreigners are achieving parity with the natives, and that scares the shit out of me. So I'll mute and listen to your response.
Number one, if the people of Canada elect me to be their prime minister, and we get the job done, and we make an agreement with the people of Canada, if someone wants to stand in our way, I hope they can handle a lot of pain. I kept the F word out of there. All right. Cause Monica's here. Other than that, they're going to get it. You know what I mean? And I'm telling y'all, like, I called people to my house for their guns and ammo when I was one person. All right. And, obviously I didn't think anybody was going to come, and no one did come, but in the future they will come if I'm the prime minister. If we want to straighten our shit out, I'm also going to be the minister of defense. Okay. So some people want to get in the way of 30 million Canadians or 40 million, depending on how many we have left. Hey, if they can fight 30 or 40 million Canadians and win, they'll get their way. If they can't fight them and win, they're going to lose. And they're going to be hurting really bad. Like I said, I hope they can handle a lot of pain, brother, because that's what they're going to get. All right, after what we've been through, once we get our way, we're going to reverse everything. We're going to prevent reoccurrences, okay? Absolutely, 100%. It ain't going to happen. If it does, you kill me, man, because I'm going to get this job done. I'm in this for the end. You know, I'm making the means for an end right now for the Canadian people. And this stuff will never come back in my lifetime. We're going to educate the crap out of our children and our adults as well. And we're going to give them an earful. FTJ Media is going to be on a Canadian network, not on the internet, yeah, but on television, yeah, right? And it's going to be, yeah, a national, baby, broadcasting service. And I tell you, man, actually, you know what, Dave? I dare them to do something. I try not to swear. I dare them. I dare them to oppose us Canadians when we win. I dare them. Please. Please do. Please make a big deal out of it, too. I can't wait. All right. Vlad the Impaler, hold my beer. Attila, hold my beer. I'll get the back seat because I'm Canadian and I know what happened to our people. And you're not going to be murdering our people anymore. You're not going to be sexually disorienting our children. And drag queen hour? I'll have a drag queen hour. We'll drag the queen down the street from Newfoundland to BC. All right. So forget about that crap. No more child rape. And those damn police are responsible for raping our children and murdering our people with vaccines because they support the child rapist state of Israel where they are trained. All right. So I don't know how else to say it, but basically we're going to have our way, buddy. And that's all it is, brother.
Woo.
Done.
Yeah.
Same story. All right. And as far as the demographic goes with these people, they think they're going to join the Aboriginal people to subvert us. Absolutely not. I live near the biggest Indian reserve in all of Canada in population. I'm not sure in area, but definitely in population. There's 20,000 there at least. All right. And these people, they don't want to be colonized by anybody, especially the third world. All right. So don't worry about that. They're on our team. I throw Romans at them and they just look at me and they enjoy it. You know what I mean? As a matter of fact, in the broadcast right now, I blew a Roman to the guys at the end of the show there just to, you know, wish them well. All right. That's nice. What it is. They're definitely, like, I know Monica deals with some people as well that are a bit mental with the residential school story, the narrative. But believe me, these people do not want to join the crazy left wing, all right? They don't want to see their children raped. They don't want to see their children sexually disoriented. And they don't want to be victims of a third world invasion and be colonized by the third world. Because those people will not respect their rights. They're here for themselves. They're more racist than anybody. They gather in numbers and they stay there even when they're in our country. All right. They have no problem doing things to the majority of people in this country, namely making us unemployed by hiring their people instead of ours. And I'm not talking choosing to hire someone over us. I'm talking firing our people and replacing them with others. Okay. No way. So yeah, no, I know these folks for the majority. You get your odd people that are paid by them or brainwashed, but the majority I talk to, they know about the Zionist problem, we'll call it, and they know what's going on, and they certainly recognize an invasion. They're definitely on our team, 100%. Don't worry about that. Well, not 100%, but quite a few of them, I'll put it that way. All right? The few that are on our team are 100% in with us. All right? The many, I should say, not the few. All right? The few are on the wrong team, just like anybody else. Monica, did you see that thing, that NDP crap that happened? Paul talked about it, that meeting they had. Wasn't that ridiculous?
Are you talking about their convention on the weekend?
Yes, it was ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, this is the natural outcome of what you get when you have been pushing, when this DEI stuff and the tolerance and inclusiveness and anything goes sexually in any which other way goes. This is the natural outcome that you have a political convention of a national party, a federal party, while they're also provincial in every province too, the NDP, the New Democrat Party of Canada, that you have this clown show that they were more, you know, so many of these speakers or even this chair woman or creature or whatever that, oh, don't call her Madam Chair, call me, my pronouns are they, them, whatever.
Yeah.
And unbelievable. And then so many of these people have their equity card. So they all have their equity card. So that means they get a priority to go to the microphone to speak, their equity card could be based on their special race or their special LGBTQ type of creature or their whatever. Just not the white man. Heaven forbid you have a white man coming up to the microphone to speak normally in a political convention where you're choosing your leader. Oh my goodness, it was a clown show. So I know all about that. I've seen some of the excerpts from that. But anyway, you were asking me, or what was your point? I was just going to...
I just wanted to know for fun.
Okay, but you were talking about these... are you talking about the Native Indians, the Aboriginals, that they're on our side?
They are.
Well,
they don't want mass migration here. Believe me, they want mass deportations on an industrial scale, like I told them. They do want that here. Okay, ones I talked to in Southern Ontario, Monica.
All right.
Straight up. And they know about the weasels. Don't worry about that.
All right. I'm happy to know that. I know that there are many among them who do see through the lies and grifting. However, we have to point out again, it is this, the eternal well poisoner, the Jews, who are behind the deceptions, because we are getting our very own Holocaust narrative being invented and rolled out right before our eyes in real time. Now, if all these people who, you know, these Aboriginals, if they are really on our side, you'd better stand up loudly and proudly and speak out against your leadership and make it known. Now, I've had a different experience, Les. I've been attacked here by a local guy who's moved in back. He's moved back after generations. Oh, we didn't have a presence here for generations, and now I'm back in my territory. All right. Does he come out and support me when I say there's no reconciliation without truth? Oh, no. I was severely attacked for that by somebody who's an Aboriginal. He should know better, right? Okay. So I am saying, we have to perhaps make a louder message about who it is that's behind all this. Who is it that's saying, let's you and them fight? Let's you and them fight, right? That's the Jews are always doing that behind. They have been setting this scenario up but the amount of corruption of the natives, the Aboriginals of Canada, and now the story being rolled out, and then ordinary natives, they're grifting off it. They're just taking advantage. They're getting lots of money. They get lots of freebies. They don't pay taxes. They don't pay tuition at universities. They're just enjoying life. So their behavior is really, I would say, it's quite Jewish. I'm not calling them Jews. And listen, I'm coming from a background of loving these people. I grew up half Eskimo myself. I mean, I'm not genetically, but my household was pretty much Eskimo house, because my parents came to Canada. My father came to Canada to go up north to the Eskimos. Yep. He had a love affair with the Eskimos and was fascinated by them from a storybook he had read when he was a young boy. And so he fulfilled that dream. And my mom came with him because they were engaged already to be married. And they raised their five children in Canada. And we had it was a very native philic home. We loved the natives, everything about them. The German people in general, they love indigenous. Many German people themselves have become chiefs, honorary chiefs, because they just love, they romanticize the lifestyle of the Indian. Now, in my slightly older age than back then, I'm learning more about the noble savage that we've always been taught about. The noble savage was not quite so noble, although I have a huge admiration for the Inuit people who survived in the conditions of the high Arctic and how they did that. My goodness, that's just remarkable and amazing. But, you know, we're being sold down this road of we can't even be, we're not on our own land here. We've stolen the land. We've colonized the land. Every meeting starts with this land acknowledgement saying, oh, no, we want to acknowledge we're on the blah, blah, blah tribe. And then I say, well, when exactly did you stop the clock? Was it the moment that Columbus came over, or was it the moment that the Vikings came over maybe 1,000 years ago? Was it, which moment did you stop the clock, and which tribe was where? Because now you've got competing land claims from different tribes. You know, yeah. Right in Vancouver, the Musqueam competing with the Cowichan, because they're both claiming the same land. Like, and they were murdering and enslaving and absolutely torturing each other. I mean, the behavior was not exactly noble. Like, they, I mean, 24/7. And I know you know these things, Les. I know you know these things, but I would like it if more of them came forward and objected to what's going on in the name of that, you know, we did this so-called genocide with the residential schools and whatnot. They need to step forward. And yes, we need to connect the dots for them. Who's behind this lying, you know, basically it's an anti-white agenda and to dispossess us of our lands. And they will not be better off if we get replaced. Do you think that, and in fact, they should be expressing loudly that we're happy it was the white man that came over and not the Chinaman that came over or the African that came over first, because we'd all be dead, right? They owe their lives to us. Anyway, I've ranted enough on
good
this.
Rant, yeah, Monica.
It's a
rant.
It's a big deal because we're watching it unroll in real time. Whereas the Holocaust, okay, they pushed that narrative and it took a few decades for it to really set root in people's heads. Yeah. And now we're watching this in real time. I wanted to say real time. I wanted to put a little word in there, but I'm not gonna because I object to it.
Come on, let's start speaking French.
It's so in our faces. And yeah, it's a big deal. It is a big deal. And I'm going to push this. I'm going to hammer this till my last breath.
Well said, Monica. You agreed with a lot of things.
Thank you.
And that point you made, I thought I was one of the only people to think of that, is that there would have been land disputes if white people didn't show up. Just like Monica said, they've been warned. Just like Europeans have been killing each other as well, right? So maybe the white presence here helped to bring some kind of peace to this whole thing. You know, that's
yes.
the thing.
Well,
that's
In fact, Les, there were many cases where the natives moved closer to where the whites were setting up their trading posts because it was safer. It was safer for them. They didn't get butchered and murdered and tortured and kidnapped by the fellow tribesmen from other tribes, I should say.
Absolutely.
Right?
And that's why a lot of non-whites came to Canada to get away from the shitholes where they live. Pardon me. You know what I'm saying? To live with civilized white people, if we can manage it, right? But now we're ripped apart ourselves, too, because we've got a lot of race traders. But yeah, Monica, to make a long story short, I'm simplifying the issue. I don't want to throw a whole lot of mud into the water. Basically, I'm giving them a clear choice. I'll live better economically, and we can deport a lot of people. Those 2 points, Monica, bam, we got ourselves a ball game because they're into that. You know, that's their thing. They're glad to support that kind of thing. I've talked to them. You know, they're happy to support it. They're doing really, you know, they're on our team. Don't you worry. And the odd person you're going to run into, just pay them no, never mind. You know, they're out there. Sure, don't completely disregard it, but forget about that. Focus on the ones that are on our team.
Les,
don't give the enemy anything. If these guys are going to help us to save the white race, I don't give a shit. Pardon me, I don't care if it's somebody is, you know, as dark as the night. As long as they're here for white folks to help us save our butts, they're on our team, okay? That's how this works.
Yeah, Les, I agree with you.
Numbers matter. It's political. And that's, we got to get Machiavellian. If we start getting all emotional, next thing you know, we're going to be, we might as well just jump in the ocean ourselves and give it to the non-whites and all the, you know, and then they'll give it to the rest of them as the Zionists at the end of it all.
Anyway,
right?
I just want to say, I agree with you. There are some Aboriginal people, and I like to call them Aboriginals, like, okay, because they're not original, they're the Aboriginals. Okay, so anyway, I agree that there are some that are definitely speaking out, and they are good. There are some that are on putting out good videos, and they are calling out this nonsense. But there just needs to be more of them. But anyway, I want to give kudos to those who are doing that.
There you go. Well done, Monica. Like this, basically, I'd pick someone on our team versus a race trader any day of the week. The race trader is the most dangerous person in the world to us right now. And anybody that's like-minded with us, welcome aboard. Let's help win against these Zionists, okay? We're going to defeat the Israeli world order. We're not going to fall victim to these guys if we play this thing smart. And that's what we're going to do. Let's get Machiavellian. Let's get smart about this, and we're going to win. Done.
Last point. Right.
So guess what?
That's it.
The great open panels race by. So we're already
– holy –
over, and so I want to give everybody a final statement. So basically, this is the new thing. StreamYard's gone, so we're going to make it more interactive. The stream stayed strong for the 2.5 hours, so I'll learn this stuff, and it'll be a little bit more polished in the weeks ahead. But for now, this is cool, and so let's give everybody a chance to make a final statement, starting with Dave straight out of Swampton.
Swampy.
He muted.
He's muted. I don't have I'll just say thanks for letting me chime in, and God bless you, Les and Monica and Michael and Giuseppe. I guess, now that I think about it, one thing that occurs to me is that, like I said earlier, more think tanks, more discussing the what if, you know, that's all. Other than that, have a nice day. Take care.
Good day, Dave.
Good day, Swamp. All right, let's go next to Michael in Northern California. Awesome to have Michael join us.
Thank you.
And your final thoughts, Michael.
Yeah, thank you, Giuseppe. Good to talk with Leslie and Miss Monica Schaefer. And just thanks. You got the new platform going. You did StreamYard. And just I hope someday I can meet these people, you know, that I've been involved with the last few years and meet them in person. I'd be so beautiful with our instruments and, you know, have some food together, break bread together. I'd love to do that. But we're all spread out over the northern North American continent, norther in Canada. Right. But anyway, I just thank you for opening the chat to us people that follow everybody on here in the chats. And just thank you again, Giuseppe and everybody. And let's stay strong. And who knows, we might see the end of Israel here. It's not out of the question. It's not out of the question. I don't know what they're going to pull out of their sleeve, but they're getting pounded. Israel is getting pounded, and they're not showing us. They're covering it up, but we might see the end of it here in our lifetime, and maybe that's a good thing. Anyway, thank you, Giuseppe.
Great thing. Thank you, Michael, and we'll be doing this more regularly. Let's go. Final thoughts.
Good to meet you.
From Monica Schaefer. Monica, you too, dear. It was such an honor to have you pop in, and it's awesome when you rant. So you have open invitation to rant whenever.
I pretty much did my piece there. Promo
your stuff.
Making music. Oh, okay, sure. I'll do that too. But I just wanted to mention, I just came back from a live music event. It was a fiddle jamboree. Awesome. So playing on the weekend with a whole bunch of other fiddlers and guitar players. And it was just a blast. And I noticed when I looked around that it was very white. It's the kind of thing that attracts our people because it's our culture. It's good old fashioned, old timey music, old time kind of music that's, and then, you know, you go out on the streets and it was a lot browner on the streets, right? So this is a very cultural event that attracts our people, and it was very rejuvenating, like you wouldn't. It was just so wonderful, just lifted me right up. Anyway, okay, you wanted me to just promote my stuff, so
please.
FreeSpeechMonica.com with the K, Monica with a K, TruthAndJusticeForGermans.com, another website. I wrote a book called Sorry Mom, I Was Wrong About the Holocaust, and that's at the Barnes Review. And I have a weekly radio show every Saturday on, it's on RBN, that's the Republic Broadcasting Network, which is at republicbroadcasting.org. And I'm here and there. Like, I've got some other accounts, but I don't spend a lot of time there. Like, I can go to X or Gab or even Facebook, but I just use it not to show people what I had for breakfast, but I do actually, I can spread some things there, even though they have this rule in Canada that no news can be put onto Facebook. So it's pretty funny. Anyway, we just work with what we can while we can, as much as we can. That's a good motto, eh?
Absolutely. All right. What an honor. As always, let's go next to the final word of, we hope, the future Prime Minister of Canada, Les Borie.
Well, thanks very much, Giuseppe. And I'm glad I came back from the bank with a lot of time to go to be on your show. It's great to miss a program. It was nice to be on with Michael and straight out of Swampton. Also, it's great to see Bushmaster's face, man. What a hard-looking man he is. What a wonderful
Yeah, he's a man.
And Monica, it's great to be on with you. What an intelligent lady you are. You're always bringing a proper perspective on things. You'll keep us in line, Monica. Don't worry about that. And, that's pretty much it. And I've got I'm on with Giuseppe regularly for Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays from
right.
1 to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm on with Dave Gaharri on the More of Less show on Friday mornings from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I'll be on this weekend on Eddie the Bomber Miller's show on Blood River Radio from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I believe. And poor guy had a heart problem last week. We're on the show with Paul Fromm. We're going to be back on again this week, and we'll be actually interviewed by Eddie himself instead of his friend. Tomey's his last name.
Yeah.
I forget the friend man's. Mark Tomey was doing. He did a great job.
So, actually, I'll be on that show this weekend too. In the 4 years. I don't think we'll be on the same time.
No, you're going to be a hard act to follow, so I don't know what we're going to do. Yeah, so take it easy on us, Monica. Holy. Leave something for the audience, hey?
All right. So this is the new normal. I think it went pretty good. It's a little rough around the edges, but I'll figure it all out soon. I want to thank all the generous donations. Lori yesterday went, you can go in and donate, not live. She donated $80. Thank you so much, Lori. Bushmaster, $5. Plus, he came and did the show. Fantastic. Victoria Volonino, $20. Thank you so much. Johnny Sunshine. Johnny, you should have popped in today. 1488. You're always such a great panel participant. Same with Always Honest. Thank you for the $40. Tom Dwyer, $20. Thank you. And Bushmaster popped in for another $10. He's a hell of a good guy. All right. I have to... just been a lot of stuff in the real world.
Oh yeah, me too. I was not planning to be here that long either, but it was fun.
Yeah, it was really fun. So now Dave says, because there's a little lag, that you should play an outro. I'm going to create my own outros here sooner than later, but for now let's do one of the coolest songs that introduced me to the future prime minister, the Kill Your TV version of less boring. Here we go.
Kill your TV.
Okay, if I click on the whole thing, it should. Patriot Posse broadcast 2 days later. Less.
People have been poisoned. Their success is based on the Holocaust lie. The Holocaust lie.
All right, thanks everybody for tuning in. And we'll see you on Friday. Don't forget to support all the great shows.
Organized violent police that follow orders from a central location and dispense violence and terror on the people so that we don't even speak out against the Jews. Right now, these communists are in their synagogues talking about killing the best of the Goyim because Amalek has been targeted first. Because so many more people have been killed by the Jews than there are Jews. Everybody knows that the vaccines have been causing that accelerated death rate that's unexplained in our world, not only in Canada. The vaccinated may have 3 to 5 years to live. Bill Gates mentioned 1 to 2 years. Only time will tell what is true. But what we do know is people have been poisoned. Their success is based on the Holocaust lie. The Holocaust lie.